This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. As we all know by now, the coronavirus can infect anyone at any time, anywhere. The virus knows no boundaries, including socioeconomic levels. Joining us today for a pandemic update is Ashley Wilson, the Director of Clinical Operations at Open Door Health Services in Muncie and Anderson. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Stan.
Open Door Health Services will treat anyone who walks into your clinics, as I understand it, even if the patient has no insurance. During this pandemic, how are disadvantaged people of any description being served by your organization? What do you see on the front lines?
That's a great question. So, since day one of the pandemic, since we first recognized back in March that we were going to be dealing with widespread illness and lots of changes and things along the way, Open Door's leadership came together and decided that, you know, our primary goal was to continue to stay open for our patients. And so, you know, I think one of the things that we've all worked really hard at every level of the organization is just really making sure that we are still able to offer all of the services that we normally do throughout the pandemic. Because, you know, one of the goals during a pandemic, of course, is to keep people out of the hospital so that we can let the hospital workers take care for the really sick. So, you know, continuing those preventative services, continuing to see patients in our urgent care, you know, I think that's been a really important thing for us as we've, you know, navigated through the last few months.
What is Open Door's greatest need right now or needs? How can the public help?
So there's two really important things that people can do to help. The first, and I think the most important thing that people can do, is to get their vaccination when it's their turn. And so as the state has shared right now, the eligibility criteria for folks to get the vaccinations include being long-term or skilled nursing residents, those who live in a congregate living setting, people who are healthcare workers or first responders, and then those who are age 65 and older. So anybody in those groups can schedule their vaccination and get vaccinated at the site that's nearest or most convenient to them, Open Door included. That's probably the most important thing that people can do in terms of ending the pandemic. And secondly, the next important element that people can do is to continue following the CDC guidelines for wearing masks, physically distancing when possible, and then other infection control measures, hand washing, and those simple things that we all have heard about throughout the pandemic to keep everybody safe and prevent illness.
Well, Open Door is an active vaccination site. How many people have been vaccinated at Open Door so far? And You've got the Moderna vaccine, correct?
That is correct. So as of yesterday, we were just shy of 1,500 doses administered here at Open Door. Just for comparison, a little over 11,000 people have received vaccinations in Delaware County, and then over 500,000 vaccinations given throughout the state. So we started on the January 21st, and have administered over 1,500 doses. So we're pretty excited about that.
And how many doses of the vaccine is Open Door receiving each week? And these are coming from the Indiana Department of Health, correct?
That is correct. We are currently, our allocation right now is 800 doses per week. The state is monitoring that closely, watching supply and demand, of course, to see, you know, where the needs are and how the allocations may need to be adjusted. But as of right now, we're getting 800 doses per week.
Open Door serves all persons, as you've said, and as a safety net for those with little or no insurance. I ask this question with respect. Are you treating more people for COVID who have no insurance, or is there any difference in the numbers?
I would say there is no difference in the numbers. We treat people regardless of insurance status or income. We do collect insurance information, of course, but that doesn't determine who we treat and what care they receive. And on the clinical side of things, we know we treat anybody who comes in the door. So anybody who needs care, we'll get them taken care of.
How many COVID cases is Open Door dealing with, say, on a weekly basis in Muncie and with your office in Anderson?
That's a great question. So what we've seen at Open Door is very consistent for what we've seen in Delaware County as well as the state. We've fluctuated between a 5 to 9% positivity rate in the testing that we've done. All that to say, we also operate two testing sites. One is out in the community. One is here at our 333 Madison Street location that are a collaboration through the Delaware County and State Department of Health. With those results, we collect the specimen and then the state processes them, and then patients receive the result directly from the state. So we don't necessarily see those results. And we have done over 10,000 tests since September through those testing sites.
If anybody has any questions about the Anderson location or the Muncie location, where can they find out? What is your contact information?
People can get on to our website. It's opendoorhs.org. We've also got Facebook and Instagram accounts. You can just type in the search field Open Door Health Services, pull us up, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, just to keep up with what's going on. Or if they're interested in scheduling an appointment, the phone number for that is 765-286-7000.
Ashley Wilson, Director of Clinical Operations at Open Door Clinics here in Muncie, as well as Anderson, thank you very much for being with us today on Morning Edition.
Thank you, Stan. Thank you so much.
For IPR News, I'm Stan Sollers.